getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
A new time credit scheme is getting underway in Abbey Ward. The idea is that people are rewarded for their contribution to the community with access to events, cultural or leisure opportunities. Annie Moulds and Hilary Cox are here to explain more to us. Hello, both.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, Annie, you're the Cambridgeshire Time Credits facilitator, if I've got that right.
You are, I am.
With a company or an organisation called Spice Innovations?
A company, they're an organisation called Spice Innovations. They're based in London.
Okay, so you're like subcontracted out, are you, to Cambridgeshire? And Hilary Cox, you're with Shape Your Place, and that's that wonderful website which kind of tells people what's going on in and around the city and other places
as well. That's right, connects people with councillors and lets people have their say.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm a community artist and I'm an Abbey resident.
Ah, so very important. So welcome to both of you. I guess we'd better start then with how the two organisations fit in. Maybe, Annie, you could let us know sort of what your side of things is, and then Hilary can come in and fill in the gaps, as it were.
OK. So a time credit basically is given to somebody who volunteers to their local community, and in return they get time credit, and as you've explained, you then can redeem that with our spend partners, and you can go to things like the gym, the theatre, we've got the Tower of London on board, we've got Blackpool Tower, all sorts of activities, and we've launched in Wisbeach and we're now going to launch in the springtime in Cambridge. Abbey are going to be one of our first partners and we're having a volunteer evening tonight. People are more than welcome to come along.
Okay, and is it just Abbey in Cambridge? Are you looking to expand that to other areas as well?
No, we're looking to expand. First, we're starting in the north and east of Cambridge to begin with, and then we'll roll out in years two and three of the project. It's a three-year project, and we'll look at where there's demand and where it's needs led. But Abbey are going to be one of the first people to come on board. But if any other organisations that are listening would also like to make contact with me, be more than welcome. And any other corporates who'd like to make contact and be a spend partner,
yeah, very much welcome. So. Oh, I like that name spend partner. I think I'll add that to my list of terms of things that people aren't entirely sure what they mean, but I'm sure we'll work it out by the end of the interview. Hilary, Shape Your Place, I guess it's part of your role there to sort of like wave the flag for it and to get people interested in these various projects.
Well, it is, and through Shape Your Place I've been working a lot in Fenland, so saw the benefits of time credits, for instance, in Orchard School, where there are so many volunteers reading with children, gardening and helping on school trips, and then they can spend their time helping that community, and then they can spend their time credits on, like you say, leisure or even school trips themselves. So I've seen that and how it works. My work in Abbey, or my involvement in Abbey, is as a resident, so that's how I've got involved with it here. So
okay, yeah. And does this, you know, from what you've seen so far, both of you really, for this, does this bring in new people to volunteering who haven't been involved in anything previously?
Yeah, definitely. It's already been demonstrated through the pilot. People that don't traditionally volunteer for various different reasons, and I think it's great because it's also giving people an experience as a reward. So although it's a big thank you, they can go and spend it doing something they wouldn't normally do, something like the theatre or take the family to a cinema or do something really, really big, as I said, like the Tower of London.
I guess the worry with something like this is it just brings in people to volunteer who might have volunteered anyway, and then rewarding and effectively spending money you could have spent on helping people somewhere else.
But we're not spending the money. This businesses that are spending the money, they're giving, or not even spending the money, offering
so these spend,
time.
So these spend partners, they're sort of, if you like, they're contributing, if you like,
exactly.
The right to go and see them.
So the spend partners will give up, say it's a cinema, so for two times credit you can go to see a film at the cinema.
And it's a genuine offer. I'm just thinking, for the you don't have to
offer.
Go and like buy a ticket for somebody else to get in at the same time,
no,
for example.
It's a genuine offer. The cinema might put on it something that you can only go, say, Monday to Thursday between 10 and 4, and we try and encourage spend partners for the simple reason is it's good advertising for them. They're fulfilling their kind of corporate responsibility. A cinema looks much better when it's full than it does empty, and people then will buy popcorn and Coca-Cola and things that obviously will help.
Oh, they wish they've never volunteered by the time they get the bill for that.
And I'm also, can I say,
yeah, no,
that I'm the I'm the first time credit earner in Cambridge, so I've actually volunteered some of my time and earned time credit.
Ah, now I need to know what you did, and also what you got as well.
Okay, so. I made a film about Abbey People, which is the community group in Abbey, which is set up to support the community there and get people involved. I made a short animation, very, very sophisticated, with lots of glitter and sticky back plastic. I made a short animation showing what Abbey People do and what the work in the community that they've been doing there. And I earned 12 time credits. I initially wanted to spend them to go and see some wrestling,
in
Whiz Beach. My son's really keen on wrestling. But actually, all those allocated time credits are gone. So now I may spend them at the Junction. I've got the option of going to see a play there, or at Style Week. They've got some events.
Oh, that's coming up in a few weeks' time, isn't it? I think.
I know. Yeah. I'm a bit spoiled. I might go to do some bowling in Ely, or maybe a bit of crazy golf at Sunny Honey when the sun comes out. I don't know. I'm going to have to spend
Well, where's Sunny Honey? I don't think I've come across that.
Hunstanton. Of course you've come across Sunny Honey.
I haven't. I used to live in South Norfolk, not North Norfolk, so I don't get up that far. Too far away. It's interesting, because Abbey People has, I guess, has kind of developed over the last, 18 months, maybe a bit longer than that. But they've really been sort of waving the flag for that area recently.
Yes, they have. There's always been a strong community group in Abbey. There was Abbey Action before Abbey People. 2 years Abbey People's been going for. They've been doing a lot of consultations. I've been doing a lot of consultations with the community there, finding out what they want, and a lot of those things are starting to be fulfilled. But having this opportunity of having time credits now involved, recruiting in that way, new people to help what's going on in the community and to keep developing that. But also, like you say, there may be people that are going to volunteer, but actually it's really nice to have a thank you and have a little treat. It's a nice thing. Mm.
I have to ask you, I'll ask Annie in a few moments' time to give us the details on how everybody can take part, but a certain football match happening in your part of town on
Friday.
Yeah,
that would be nice to be able to get some tickets for that.
That's a good
Cambridge
point,
United,
actually.
Just in case you're listening.
Well, what it would think is that the council have announced that they're going to be cleaning all the streets, which is very nice to have them bright and shiny, but do you think that they're maybe should be doing that all the year round and not just when, I would call them overpaid footballers, but when footballers come down from the north to see us?
Whether or not the council should be paying.
Well, should they be cleaning the streets all the year round and not just when we've got a publicity heavy football match?
Definitely so. In fact, time credits could get involved with that as well, because we're hoping to partner quite a lot as well with some of the services that the council are running. So that would be a good opportunity, yeah, that people could earn time credits and get a reward that way.
There is also the CAM cleanup coming up in March, which is an annual event, and
right,
possibly they will get involved.
As in River CAM.
Exactly. Right. We're not sure yet, but it's that sort of organisation that can partner up to get volunteers to get on board.
Okay, and Annie, if somebody is listening, and well, first of all, the meeting tonight, where do they have to go and what time do they have to be there?
So it's the East Barnwell Community Centre. If you could be there for around 7:15, that would be lovely. Yep.
That's fairly close to my friend the Wadlows Road roundabout, I think, isn't it, if I remember correctly?
It's an old favourite.
Oh, yes, it'd be daily mentions on the travel.
If you're an individual and you just want to come along and hear more about it, if you're an organisation and you want to speak to me, I'll be there speaking for about 10 or 15 minutes, and you can catch me at the end as well. You can have a look on our Facebook page as well if you just want to see what's been going on, and also on our Twitter account at CAMS Time Credit. Our Facebook page is Cambridgeshire Times Credit, and yes, come down and please.
And again, what time again was that?
So 7:15.
7:15.
East Barnwell Centre.
Okay, at the East Barnwell Community Centre.
In any way at all, no. We're just going to be chatting, letting people know about it, and also sharing a few ideas about what people may like to do to earn time credits. Different ideas on the
And likewise, I guess, if people can't make it tonight for whatever reason, it doesn't shut them out. They can get in touch later on and get involved with
they
that
can.
As well.
The best way probably to do, if like I said, if you're an organisation, you can contact me at annie.moles@justaddspice.org. If you're an individual, if you want to go to your local organisation and say, please can we have times credits? And if you're a spend partner, if you go to kateprice.justaddspice.org, she can help you as well. So please do get on board. Radio stations can be included.
No, thank you very much.
Abby as well. well, they've got a Facebook page, Abbey in Cambridge, where you can find out more about what's going on there. And I've just tweeted you the little film I made, so you can all watch it.
Oh, okay, I'll retweet that on the on at Cambridge 105, so people can take a look at that. Well, I hope it all goes well tonight, that lots of people come along and sign up. Annie, Hilary, thanks for coming into Cambridge 105.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.